We always clear the haze with our 98Q sports reporter. It's a nice segue. We got Mike Clemens with us. How are we doing there, Mr. Clemens?
Pretty good. Didn't have a game to cover last night, so I actually got some sleep after watching the NBA game.
Nice. Those NBA finals are certainly interesting. Let's talk a little Brewers. Finally got a sweep against a Red Sox team, and they did it in dramatic fashion. What a great stretch of three games.
All three games. They're covering the Memorial Day game. And then the other night, they go to the 10th inning against, a solid Boston Red Sox team. And Christian Yelich, good morning, a wake-up call there. Grand slam, just a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
So they win that one on Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, Caleb Durbin comes through in the bottom of the 10th. Sal Frelich had four hits in the game. He's sitting there over there on third. And Durbin hits one that just pops over in the center and drops. And Sal is able to score, and they win that one by one run in extra innings in the 10th inning. So then tonight, they go up against the best team in the National League right now with the best record, and that's the Phillies. Phillies are about 7-8 games ahead of where the Brewers are in terms of a win-loss record. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. And so tonight, I'll be watching D.L. Hall on the mound for the Brewers. Now, he's one of those two players, D.L. Hall and shortstop Joey Ortiz, that came over from Baltimore in the Corbin Burns trade.
Okay.
And but last year D.L. had a knee injury, missed most of the year, and then when he came back, I didn't get a chance to see him much in person toward the end of the season because I was up and covering Packers. And then this year in spring training, a back muscle, a lat injury, so 60-day IL. So he pitched the other day, though, and there was this controversial move you heard about with Logan Henderson, the young kid that they'd brought up from Nashville who, won his first 3-4 starts or so.
Right.
And they sent him back to Nashville. But when I saw D.L. Hall in there, he's 26, lefty. He's a grown man. He's a good pitcher. So tonight's the test. Tonight they give him the ball to start. We'll see how far he can go up against, Kyle Schwarber and those cats. For the Phillies tonight.
Yeah.
So that's a 5:45 start tonight.
Yeah, we're a third of the way through the season. I get the feeling that Coach Murphy is just trying to find that solid 3-4 man rotation, healthy and solid, to kind of make a run in the second half, right?
Well, yeah, and guys like Joey Ortiz, who ended up being really playing well at second base at times last year, or in the infield, circulating there with Bryce Turang, and when they still had Willie Adames. When these guys go 1-for-30, well, Murph's going to sit him down. So he's got to find a way to still keep their confidence in there without sending him down to the minors. But even a veteran like Christian Yelich. Yelich said something really interesting that I asked Murphy about. I heard Yelich say this during spring training, where he was kind of struggling out in Arizona, and he said, every year it's the same way. It's like, it's like your swing is, different every year.
Uh-huh.
And he said, it's like golf. I know that too, right? When you go to the driving range in March or April or something like that, it's like you haven't golfed in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, and Murph said to me, because I was just in his office before the game, he said, Yelly said that? I go, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think any good athlete, you always look for that feel, whether it's you're shooting a basketball, hitting a golf ball, there's that feel that it comes and goes here and there.
Yeah. So, but, whatever. And the other thing that's so great is that Yelich just is kind of a vocal leader. I mean, he doesn't talk to us every day, but when he's ready for it, he's the best. I mean, he breaks down the game, tells you what's going on, and it doesn't take you off the path. It's just like, it's baseball, man. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I'm standing there. I work on my mechanics. We look at film of this stuff. I study the pitchers. And sometimes, all of a sudden, things just click, and you get into rhythm, and then you go on a streak. And so, now would be the time, after sweeping the Red Sox, that they can at least compete against the Phillies tonight, because they're going to need it.
Yeah. Yelich is going to be a manager. Give him a few years after he's done, I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He could be that kind of a guy. He's pretty bright.
UW, the Badgers, Hall of Fame, people announced yesterday, was it?
Yeah, they did. And 12 new inductees into the University of Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Frank Comiskey, the 7-footer who played with the Badgers 10 years ago, led them to back-to-back appearances in the Final Four, got drafted by the Charlotte Hornets, I think in the first round. But he's kind of struggled, you know, in the NBA. He didn't exactly turn into Brook Lopez. He was with the Hornets, I think, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and
the Rockets, I think. And then I think he had 1 year with the Hawks. These days he's playing for the Toronto Raptors G League team up in Canada. And also he also spent some time, I think, with a Serbian team. But anyway, he was back yesterday and excited that he'll be inducted into the Badgers Hall of Fame, along with play-by-play announcer Matt LePay. He's been doing it since Jim Irwin stepped down, right? Like 30 years or so?
Yeah, he's the modern-day voice of Badger sports,
Badger sports. So Matt LePay going in. And then James White, the running back, who these days now is like an assistant running back coach for Brett Bielema down in Illinois. But, you know, he was sharing the ball with Monty Ball and John Clay, and you know, back when the Badgers had a really good power running game. He gets drafted by the Patriots, and he's playing behind Tom Brady, wins 3 rings, mm-hmm. and he was the one in that overtime game against the Atlanta Falcons down in Houston when the Patriots came back and won. Brady got the MVP again, and he said, James White should get it. He scored 20 points for us, including the winning touchdown in overtime. And I had forgotten that that the last time a running back had done that in OT in a championship like that was Alan Ameche, another Wisconsin guy. You know, Kenosha Bradford High School, the Badgers in the early 50s, gets drafted by the Baltimore Colts, is behind Johnny Unitas. And then in that game against the Giants, the 58 sudden death, greatest game ever played, he's the one that scored the winning touchdown in that game. So, you know, two Badgers with that distinction. James White going into the Badgers Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, 3 Super Bowl rings. Well, Packers, a little OTA practice this past week. Anything out of there that stood out for you?
Organized team activities, you know, essentially volunteer, but it's a good idea to be there. Helmets and shorts. We see Jordan Love throw a 60-yard bomb to Dontavian Wicks, the wide receiver. And that looked good. It's a really is kind of a play that you saw him do early on in a preseason game against the Browns in Cleveland last year. Then Dontavian kind of went on to have some struggles, drop passes, some mistakes late in routes. They really like his first step off the line. And, you know, the offensive coach was talking about that Jason Vrabel, he's the passing game coordinator, he said, look, no one tries harder. Sometimes he starts to overthink these things. You know, he gets mentally set back. And, you know, we're trying to get him to have a little more confidence in that. But meanwhile, looking over his shoulder is Matthew Golden, the first-round pick, he's smaller than you think a first-round pick would be, just in terms of height. But definitely the speed is there. Kept him a little bit under wraps, but we got to see him. At center, you know, Elton Jenkins is sort of sitting things out right now until he gets a new contract, because the Packers moved him from left guard to center. Okay, fine. But then, you know, this replacement, this Aaron Banks, they pick him for free agency from the 49ers, a 4-year, $77 million contract.
Nice.
And Elton's like, what? You know, you replaced me with that much money? Mm-hmm. So he's holding out to see if he can get a little bit more. And so I was interested, what are they going to do at center? So they moved Sean Ryan, the right guard, over to center to take over those snaps. And then last year's first-round pick, Jordan Morgan, it moved in at right guard. And then the Jair Alexander story, you know, the defensive back, who it was confirmed this week, it's over money. They want him to take a pay cut because of all the games he's missed due to injuries.
He doesn't want
to, He's willing to come back to the Packers, but he's not accepting a haircut, as they say. So we'll see how that plays out. Xavier McKinney, Joel, told us that I'm in contact with him every day. We've become friends. So whatever happens to him, if he goes to another team and makes a big contract, or if he stays here in Green Bay, that's even better. But he wants to play here, so we'll see how the negotiations play out for that.
All right, one final question for you. Tyrese Haliburton, is he on his way to being the best Wisconsin NBA player ever?
Right? I don't know. You know, and I got a buddy of mine, Dave Schrader, who works for WBAY TV2. He's been there now already 10 years, and he did this great feature you can see on social media about covering this kid at Oshkosh North, just, you know, like back in 2018 or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he was tough then. He took his team to state. But, yeah, and just as long as his father doesn't run onto the field now or under the court after
yeah.
the game.
Terry Porter might have.
Mix it up with the opponents, yeah.
Terry Porter might have something to say about
him back in the house.
Yeah, about that best ever. Terry Porter might have something to say about that. He was pretty good, too.
Well, so. Yeah, that's a good point. Terry yeah. Porter was pretty good as well.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Always good to talk to you, Mr. Clemens. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it, pal.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's out and about. He covers the Brewers and the Packers and all the Bucks and all that stuff. And we archive that for you each week at 98qcountry.com. We're going to get